welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB. We're TLUSB!
I'm an idiot. Hello there, and welcome to this exciting newest episode of the Level Up Show Podcast, number 300, the final episode. I've heard. It's
very possible. I think we've had about 37 of those in a row.
Talking about the movie 300.
Yeah, we're gonna knock that down. That's the phrase that people use.
Is this the movie 300 rewatch? I definitely didn't prepare myself.
Yeah, and we're gonna play the 300 game on PSP right after that, because apparently that exists.
Did you guys see it in theaters?
Yeah.
I don't think I did. No.
I remember seeing it in Ames.
I don't remember liking it, but I was like, where's the Snyder cut? You know,
and that's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah.
This is Snyder.
Have you, I don't want to get on a tangent, but there's that new show on FX called The Bear. It's pretty good.
It looked interesting. I was drawn more towards, what was that? John Lithgow and Jeff Bridges show. The Old Man. That looked really good. I have not watched that though.
We started watching The Bear, but one of the guys in there referred to these nerd people as something like incel, Snyder Cut. I don't know what else, but I was pretty impressed with the Snyder Cut.
That's good.
I am Ralph. Hello. Also here is Ryan and Derek.
Hello.
Hello, Ryan. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Au revoir.
We're all excited to be here. How is everybody?
Do you have like a few days? Cause we could do it. No, I'm good.
Tight of days. Yeah, right,
I'm good. It's humid as fuck outside, as you well know.
Oh yeah. Been there.
Took the kids to the dentist today. No cavities. I'm happy to report. Slow clap for the kids, which in today's day and age, I feel like is kind of a big deal. Cause I feel like all kids eat anymore is junk food and play on tablets and or phones. So having no cavities, big deal in the Vance household. Plus I've got terrible fucking teeth, so I just assumed they were all fucked, but no, they're doing okay.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Ryan, how are your teeth?
They're pretty good since I got my wisdom teeth removed, but
let's see the x-rays.
Show me the papers, Donald.
I don't know if I had the x-rays, but I won't know for sure until August. That's when I go next, so find out if I have anything new that's horrible in my mouth.
what was the last horrible thing you put in your mouth?
I just went to the Urbandale Carnival and they had the rolled ice cream.
Oh, sure.
And, that not very good.
Kids love that shit though.
It's really chewy and like hard to like use a spoon on it. So, I they were charging like $8 for a large, but since they have to roll it up and put it in there, it looks like they barely put anything in there and still charged you.
Have you done the rolled ice cream before, Ralph? Have you done it?
I have not. I don't know if anywhere around here does that.
So we had it down in Gulf Shores, I think, for the first time. And I was like, this is the biggest fucking scam I've ever seen. And people love it. Like I said, the kids love it. But their favorite part about it is when it gets melty. So at that point, why are we not just feeding these kids chocolate malted milk? Isn't that what they're really looking for here?
I had one of my nieces try to tell me, like, she got like a shake or something from Chick-fil-A, and she did not drink it, and then like told me she wanted ice cream like an hour later, and I was like, you have ice cream in your shake?
Chick-fil-A, like, the gayest of shakes, obviously.
Yeah.
She's well, like,
she tried to tell me that wasn't ice cream.
Well, listen, when you start eating and drinking stuff from Chick-fil-A, you get all kinds of weird thoughts in your head. I'm just letting you know. It's just a bad, bad idea.
You're going to find up in the chicken.
End up Hobby Lobby later that day.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
In Des Moines, there is a Hobby Lobby
right across from Chick-fil-A. That's
over by Burleigh Mall.
And if drive by on a Sunday, they're both closed.
It's true. You gotta go to Popeyes.
Next thing you know, you're going to be talking about how women shouldn't have any rights. You know, it's just going to be a whole thing. You start eating Chick-fil-A, it goes crazy fast.
Yeah, we're not touching that tonight. we'll touch ourselves with some news.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
That's what we do here.
God of War, Ragnarok, November. Is this true?
No. It's a lie. No. It's got to be a lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've been working on it for a long time, right?
Well, 2018 was when God of War was released. The new old one, the old new one, whatever you want to call it. The remake, not remake. The I have a kid now, Kratos. So, yeah, I mean, you're talking 4 years in development. I would say that's not a bad amount of time. The reason I feel that this is fake or not going to happen is because the online presence of all of these people asking these questions and no one giving any answers. And then all of a sudden they kind of cough up a release date like, all right, fuckers, quit asking us. Here's a release date with a CG trailer that's 28 seconds long. That doesn't feel like to me that the game's coming out this year. That feels like you're trying to get people off your back on the internet and telling them to leave you the fuck alone.
Well, what if the game is just a CG trailer, you know?
Just one long movie.
But yeah, with no cuts though, right?
Yeah, just once. Yeah, you can't have cuts in a God of War game now. You set the bar, you can't do it again.
Not even the Snyder cut. You can't have that in there.
If the game started and it was just the Justice League inside of that game, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, both versions.
Did you 8 hours long? Did you see the unboxing? I assume you did not. I know the answer to this, but did you see the unboxing video they did of both collectors and like the ultimate edition for these?
For Ragnarok?
Yeah, they already put out they put out a video of like, hey, here's what's in these big ass boxes. You should buy these.
Is it a giant Shantae statue?
It's a 16-inch, heyo, 16-inch replica of Mjolnir inside of there. And then some other nifty-looking things that... Did you guys ever watch Sons of Anarchy? Did either one of you watch Sons?
I think I watched all of it, but I'm not 100% sure. I didn't watch like the spin-off Mayans or whatever.
I didn't watch that. You remember Opie, obviously, who's playing Thor in this game.
Ryan
Hurst. He was also the quarterback in Remember the Titans.
Okay, yeah,
you know what I'm talking about
that guy.
So he plays Thor in this game. I keep saying movie. I've not only think about it, it's just gonna be a giant cutscene in the game. It's True Detective season one all over again.
Well, that new Thor movie just came out today anyway, right?
Also that, yep. Chris Hemsworth, Love and Thunder. But he's in it. But man, I feel like in those movies, he looked a lot more filled out and thick. In this unboxing video, if you get a chance, he just looks frail and skinny. And I'm like, how is this dude playing? Like, it just seems weird. It just doesn't fit. I don't know.
Well, what else does Sony have coming out the rest of the year? It's not. Well, that's been revealed, at least.
I don't know of anything that's off the top of my head. I think that's, it's Sony exclusive. The Last of Us remake that they're charging far too much money for, which I don't know that we've talked about, but let me tell you, like, the idea, I assume Ryan's pulling this up, the idea of remakes is something I think we've discussed plenty of times, right?
Probably.
But how many of these do we actually buy?
I buy a lot of them.
But do you finish them?
Some.
No.
Most of them.
I don't finish any game.
Still got to finish those... GTA? What is it? No. The hell were those? The 25th hour? Or whatever, what were they?
Oh, the
25th hour.
The case?
Something. Serious. Go ahead.
No.
Silver case.
20, yeah, something award. I don't know. I can't even remember the titles.
But like, I feel at this point, people were like, The Last of Us is not that old of a game. So to have this being remade is kind of insane to me. It's not like it's a Resident Evil type upscale, right? Where you have a PlayStation 1 game to a PlayStation 4 and or 5 game. This is just a couple of years ago this game came out. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it does look a lot better, though.
But does it justify $70?
Probably not.
No shot does it.
I think it's probably going to end up looking better than The Last of Us Part 2 when they're done with it. But unless, are they releasing it on PS4? I think they're just only doing PS5, right?
I think it's on both. I'm pretty sure it's on both.
They should put it on PS3 while they're at it.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Remastered one.
Just slap the new sticker on it. This is not the old one.
But,
we promise.
I don't know. To me, it depends on who's making it, because a lot of times they don't give it to the original developer, so the original developer is still working on new stuff, so it doesn't really take away from the original developer.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about this one. Like, I don't know who's exactly making this, if it's Naughty Dog, or if they hired new people for Naughty Dog and it's like a third team or something, but I don't know. Usually I like having it. Remakes and remasters, just not ones that cost $70.
Yeah, I don't follow suit in this one, and I don't, like, as a, the biggest, not the biggest, but as a big fan of The Last of Us, obviously, and that game is one of my favorite games of all time, I personally just don't have a reason to get this.
It was one of Sony's launch titles was Demon's Souls, which was a PS3 game that got remade. So
Yeah. Maybe
that's their new thing. They're going to go back to some of their PS3 games and remake them.
So what was the other what were the other PS3 launch titles that they need to remake?
I think the only one worth playing was like Resistance.
Killzone. That was PS4, though.
Yeah, they came out on PS3, the second one, but that was not a launch title.
Yep.
Madden.
Madden 7.
If that's all they started doing was remaking old Madden games with all the old people, that would be great.
They might as well.
2K kind of does that, where they just have a bunch of like old players and like the newer games that you can play with.
This is not my show, but did you see this? That. There's a petition online that they're trying to get Adam Sandler in the next 2K, the next NBA 2K, because of how much he likes basketball, and then that Hustle movie that came out that I didn't see.
Well, I mean, are they gonna put like as a playable
character? Yeah. That's
well, can you play as Spike Lee? Cause, like, they had that, Spike Lee write those stories. Yeah, and I don't know if you can play as him.
That would
Jack
be pretty
Nicholson.
Pass me the ball.
Get Larry David tripping people on the sideline.
Yep. So, I don't know. I feel like Ragnarok's going to come out, because I don't know. Well, I guess I'm just being optimistic here. Like, hopefully it comes out and it's good, in a good state.
Ryan, did you pull up any other Sony games?
I'm trying to dig through and see if I can find anything that's like just PS5 or PS5 and PS4.
Skull and Bones.
Dread Out 2 is PS4, PS5. Seven Steel, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Forspoken was, I believe, a scheduled PS5 only title.
Yeah, I think isn't Final Fantasy 16, but it's not this year.
That sounds
there
right.
Was something about some time exclusivity there.
So
Story of Seasons. You guys look forward to that, PS4.
Skull and Bones did not look good to you, Derek. Is that what you're saying about Skull?
Man, I have a hard time telling myself that I should buy a $70 boat game when I could go play a free-to-play one that's been out for a few years that has really ironed out all the details and is actually...
Are you talking about Steel Diver?
I'm going to load up the 3DS. I'm going to play Steel Diver again, yeah. Did that ever get a physical release on the Wii?
No, Steel Diver had it. A 3DS physical release.
I have it on
to play or something.
Didn't we get it for like a dollar at Best Buy back in the day?
I'm sure I did, and I've traded it in by now because it's a game that I owned. So.
Earth Defense Force 6 coming out.
It's okay. The only exclusive I'm looking for.
I would play that.
Yeah, I mean, at
Fantasy
the end of the day,
Star
you games. Telling me that I should go play a Ubisoft pirate game when I could just go play the ultimate pirate game, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End on PS2 or whatever that was. I don't know why I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, I get your point.
Sea of Thieves is the best. Why would you fuck with it?
Well, and couldn't you just like sail the boat around in one of the Assassin's Creed games and
The whole point was that was what they were copying, right? And then, hey, guess what? This is in development hell now because we took the idea and have no idea what to do with it.
They were like, step one, pirates and boats. Step three, profit.
Yeah, number one, boats and hoes. Oh, wait. No hoes.
We'll figure out step two later.
There's another Legend of Heroes game coming out. That Valkyrie Elysium.
Yeah, what is that? I heard that got announced, and I don't know what it is.
And then aren't they doing? They're doing a remake of Valkyrie Profile Lenith, sounds like, or something. Games are old. I have one of them, but I've never played it. I have it for like PSP, I think.
And Crisis Core is getting a remake, right?
Oh fuck yeah! But that looks. I thought that looked really good.
I didn't check it out. They just announced that the Switch version would suffer. It's like, so why are you doing
it? It's a no surprise.
Cloud version. I don't know. Anybody else got any news?
Go ahead.
No, I mean, anything big from the Nintendo partner mini. Man, what the hell it was called?
What a snooze fest. I was so excited. I needed some Nintendo news in my life, and the only thing we got was Sparks of Hope, which, I mean, still excited.
Oh, yeah, October, right?
Yep, but that was it. And then they're like, hey, we're going to do all we can for you to either play the first one for free or $10, because they're selling it to you on the eShop right now for $10, which is an insanely good price for a great game. And then they were doing like a free-to-play weekend, I think this weekend.
Yeah, if you had plus. Switch Online,
yeah,
whatever.
Fuck, I don't know. It's all plus to me at this point.
Yeah. I don't really remember anything. I mean, like, you're going to be able to play Persona on every system now. Apparently, at some point.
Apparently bad Persona, though. Ryan did not seem excited about some of these Persona games. Okay, perfect. Okay,
right back.
Persona 3, just because it's the portable one. It's the PSP one, which they had to take a bunch of stuff out. But yeah, I'll be right back.
They also announced the sequel to the Final Fantasy VII Remake. Which was Rebirth? Yeah, I was going to say it was Rebirth. But so here's the deal, right? So like the fun part of this exercise is you have Remake, Rebirth, and then what's the last one? Revival? Revive?
Return to the...
Returnal?
Returnal.
Final Fantasy becomes a bullet hell shooter. The last third of Final Fantasy VII Remake is a third-person fucking roguelike shooter.
What if it was like half visual novel, half shmup?
You got me. As long as the dialogue is a little shorter, I'm good.
That's not a visual novel, though. What if it's just a visual? Just pictures.
Just pictures? Words. Okay, I'm way in then.
Okay.
I can do that all day, just like Captain America.
All right.
There was another piece of news I was thinking about and I lost it because I was laughing like a dippy. What else was it?
Something else get announced. You know, there's a new Nickelodeon kart racing game that got leaked.
Nice.
That
came out today. It came out today?
The leak did.
Oh,
sorry.
The leak. I was like, the game came out today? What the fuck?
I don't know when it comes out. No. I'm sure it's not great and I might buy it anyway.
I'm trying to think of, man, I feel like there's one other thing that really got at least a little bit of publicity, but I can't think what the fuck it was. It's been too long. Did you, as the coconut got a Switch, got her own Switch, and has been utilizing that to play her Fortnite. Been big into Fortnite lately, and her and I have been playing a lot. Well, she's been playing on the Switch. Well, when everything kind of went down, I was like, hey, I've got this Xbox One S. It's just sitting here, you know, bring it over, take it, kids will use it, whatever. And I tried to tell her forever that if you're going to play first-person shooters or third-person shooters or any kind of shooter, really, don't try to play it on the Switch. It's a bad idea. It's not going to look great. It's probably going to be a little delayed, especially when it's online.
Yeah.
So she finally loaded up and played Fortnite on the Xbox, the One S, never went back to the Switch. And I was like, well, you'll never use that thing again.
Yeah. It's, I'm sure it's a lot better. Is the Switch version like comparable to like the mobile version or something? Like that's,
I think it's maybe a little better, but yeah, it's pretty close.
I thought maybe like when you, if it was, maybe I made all this up. If it was cross play, it would cross play with mobile.
It was at one point, but I think now you can set it to whatever you want, whatever console you want to play with, Switch only or whatever, what have you.
Okay. Well, we might as well have you keep talking about Fortnite because we're in the, now you've been playing, what have you been playing now? You've been playing Fortnite.
I have been playing too much Fortnite.
What is it that you have been playing?
Unfortunately,
not hearing about Fortnite.
I this is a game that I wish one of you would jump back into and at least try one more time. Because the no build stuff is honestly a good time. I understand the reflexes have to be there, and mine are good. Like I got some sharp reflexes still. But I have a great time with Fortnite no build. It's just awesome. And if you want that roguelike zip in, zip out experience, this gives it to you tenfold because you're in, you're killing, you're out, you're back in within seconds. It gives you, like, right now they have Indiana Jones. So there's missions you can do to unlock Indiana Jones skins without having to pay for it. So that's fun and a good time and cool things to do. But yeah, I don't know. There's just something about Fortnite that, with the no build has really brought me back in, and it's got its hooks in me pretty deep right now. There's rumors going around that there might be some Dragon Ball Z skins coming to Fortnite for the first time, and I'm way into that.
I would guess that's something that could happen
right now. In the store is Captain America and Thor. And I was really close to buying the Thor package cause it's both girl and boy Thor. And I was like, oh, these are cool.
Well, I don't think I've actually ever played Fortnite.
Oh, it's a good time.
I will tell you that I realized Fall Guys was free to play now, and I was like, I've never played Fall Guys. I'm going to download this. And I did, and I opened it up, and it's like, you need an Epic account. And I'm like,
nope.
Delete. I'm out.
Fuck these guys. Fall Guys is a good time. If you ever break down and do the Epic account, Fall Guys is worth a look. I really enjoyed what I played of Fall Guys. The coconut the other day was like, hey, have you ever heard of this this weird fall game, Fall Guys? And I was like, yeah, free to play on PlayStation Plus a couple years ago. Already played it. And she's like, oh, I just found out about it. It's free to play now. Yeah, you're a couple years behind, but yes, it's a good time.
Yeah. Well, I will never find out.
That's okay. Epic does not deserve to have your all of your things to know anything about what's going on in your life. I can tell you that.
That is acceptable. Well, we're going to do this weird. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about a game I've played.
Oh, yes, please.
Why not? Horgy Hugh and Friends. How do you feel about that title? Or is it Horgy Hugh and Friends? I don't know.
Hold on, I gotta read what this says. This is
Horgy Hugh. It's a corgi, it looks like. Let me see if I can find the box here.
I would pronounce that Horgy Hugh. Horgy Hugh. Horgy. That's a cute box.
Yeah, it looks like a corgi, but his name is Hugh, so I don't know where the Horgy comes from.
That doesn't make any sense.
Is this another
Arxis purchase?
This is Axis.
Axis, Axis.
Well, there's also Arc System Works, but this is Axis Games.
I was close.
Or Human Friends. This is a shmup. Big surprise.
I'm going to pull up some gameplay here really quick as you talk about it.
I finished it. It's kind of old school. Looks like 16-bit Super Nintendo, sort of. Kind of interesting because, I mean, it's tough, but like you're collecting these gym things as you're playing, and a shop will pop up where
it's a side scrolling one too. It's not a top down.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Horizontal.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, horizontal. You can use these gems to buy stuff to power you up, or if you get a game over, you keep your gems and you go into this town and rebuild the town with your gems, which is kind of neat. And once you keep rebuilding this town with more and more gems, and it opens up these shops, and like one of these shops had something I could buy which doubled my gems.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So yeah, like the game is hard as heck, but, or at least to me, but I kept like upgrading this town and buying new abilities, and like it made the game real easy. And
I would say kind of like Kirby, but I don't know how far you got in Kirby, and Kirby is not hard, but same situation where you rebuild the little town in Kirby, and then you get the ability to buy other abilities or upgrade your abilities in Kirby.
Yeah, I forgot about that, but yep. Yeah. So
Olivia has been playing that quite a bit, and it's very fun watching her do that.
Yeah, well,
this little dog looks like the doctor from Mega Man that runs the shop. I don't know why. That's the first guy I thought of when I saw him.
Okay,
he's like a little bulldog looking guy.
Acceptable. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. That's nifty. Yeah, this looks cool. Would you end up paying for Hori Hugh and Friends?
About 30. Yeah, it's a little less, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it, and I don't know, kind of anymore. I'm like wanting to play a game I could finish within
five hours. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you.
And yeah, I don't know how many it took, but it wasn't too long. But
there's a certain game on both of our lists that was under 5 hours, and I am right there in the GOTY category for it. So we'll get there.
I'm with you. You can go ahead and talk about it. It's Ape on. Wait, that's not on my list. So you upgraded to the PlayStation Plus, whatever on earth it's called.
Premium, yeah. So yeah, with the new tiered PlayStation Plus lists, I went ahead and decided, okay, they gave you the deal of like, hey, if you just want to upgrade from now until the end of your subscription, which for me is February, go right ahead. It's this much money to go ahead and do that. And in my mind, it's like, okay. If they have come out and said, hey, we're just not going to put, you know, number one games out on this fucking list. We're not going to do the Xbox method of like, hey, here's the new fucking Halo, right? I'm like, all right, I don't know that this is a service I necessarily need to keep then, right? Like, if they're just going to add not big blockbusting bangers to this list all the time, I don't feel the call to keep this. So if I can spend $40 now, use it until February of next year and get my worth out of it, I feel that that's a deal. So pick that up, and I downloaded a bunch of PlayStation 1 games to your guys' recommendation. I also downloaded Death Stranding. I have not started Death Stranding, but it is on there because I would like to play that game, especially with it being the director's cut. I almost downloaded Ghost of Tsushima because it was the director's cut also, but I did not.
So are you Derek Porter Bridges right now?
Almost. Not quite, but I'm almost there.
You haven't started it yet?
No, it's on the list. I kind of pushed it to the back because I wanted to play the PlayStation 1 games first, and also I wanted to try out the PS3 streaming stuff since I never did PlayStation Now. I never checked that out. So Ape Escape, first up on the list. Man, that game still holds up. It is a fuck ton of fun to play that game. I was like, whoa, okay. I understand the hooks of what this game was. It's, you know, simple puzzle things, finding the apes, capturing them isn't too crazy hard. Just a good repetitive game that I can understand why you would get hours of entertainment out of it. Ape Escape absolutely holds up. I really still enjoy that game.
Nice. I don't know if I've ever played that, but I remember, did you have to have the DualShock to play that?
I don't,
because that's the first game to come out to use it, I think.
It might, because I feel like it's got the little rumble where, like, when you're finding the apes.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that was Ape Escape 2, though. That could be 2.
Okay. But, I just remember the PS1. I never had a DualShock on PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Missing out.
So, yeah. That did exist, right? I didn't just make that up. There was a DualShock on PS1.
Oh yeah, I played Resident Evil 2 with it. Like, that's Resident Evil 2 on the box.
Yeah.
Get it out, buddy. Go pull it out. Oh. I saw you turn around to go get it.
He's got it.
He's got it in hand.
probably sealed. Well, maybe not.
He's got three copies of them.
I wish. Right there. I don't know if you can see the DualShock
version. DualShock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, never. I don't think I ever played Ape Escape.
Yeah, Ape Escape's a good time. So, again, if you ever decide to jump down that rabbit hole of checking that out, even for a month, Ape Escape's a good one. I'll tell you a game. There's a game on my list that I played because somebody told me to that I didn't like. But I finished it. But I finished it. No, it was Jumping Flash.
Yeah, it's cool if you finish Siphon Filter, but
fuck that game. Fuck that game. That game does not hold up. Holy shit, does that game not hold up? I got my ass kicked.
One of the first 3D games?
That fucking game is harder than shit. The aiming is god awful.
Oh, Siphon Filter?
Fuck! Yeah, it's still on the system, but God, I hate it.
Used to be badass back in the day.
Man, let me tell you, the idea that you were just like running back and forth from these two positions and killing people, and then all of a sudden I was like,
runs all weird. He's like diagonal, like, I don't know. Yeah, you're crazy.
You can strife left and right. The aiming is just the worst. And then all of a sudden I realized that, you can mantle things and jump over the walls. And it's like, oh, this unlocks an entire new area. No,
I feel
idea.
Like you were playing Days Gone.
I liked this more than Days Gone. No, I'm just kidding. I absolutely hated playing Siphon Filter. It was not a great time for me. I was like, this is terrible.
The game. Did you ever see it when you were a kid? It's that game.
I feel like I had a demo disc of it. I feel like it was that same first area, but I could just be Berenstein Bears in this thing and just making it up in my head. So
I got the second one for Easter because a friend of mine had the first one. I thought the second one was going to be so good, and I didn't like it.
Newsflash, it was not.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Not to shit on Jumping Flash, Ralph. As you're hosting the show, I apologize to jump ahead, but not to shit on Jumping Flash. I had no idea what this game was.
Yeah.
No idea. And then I started playing it, and I'm like, what in the fuck kind of shitty control scheme is this fucking garbage tank bullshit?
That may have been a lot of game.
It had to be.
Well, yeah, it was one of the first 3D games.
Oh, my God.
It was in a long box when it first came out, so it probably was launched.
It wasn't hard, necessarily.
You weren't thinking it was better than Mario 64?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get to the thoughts of this being better than 64. I really struggled with that game. But then I finished it because I was like, well, this game's not long, right? And I just barreled through everything. But I was like, it's so hard to, like, jump, and then I got to look down, but the tank controls are garbage. And then I'm jumping on things that I'm sliding off, and I can't plant my robot feet, and I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I will say, though? Do you know the game that immediately reminded me of? It's a game that just came out for PlayStation 5 last year.
No.
Not for PlayStation 5?
Yep. Started on PlayStation 5. It just hit Xbox recently.
Oh, but I was gonna say Returnal.
For some reason, it made me think of this game.
Bugsnax.
I don't know why.
The way the characters look?
Just the way that you're moving and the character and you're basically a character in this lived in world of all these other creatures and things. And just, I felt the way you kind of move in Bugsnax and like things throwing you in areas or the ice moving you around. Like, I don't know. I was like, this feels like fucking Bugsnax to me. And this is kind of weird to me because this game's ancient, but also, hey, games have come a long way and still kind of have
Jumping Flash
I don't even remember. It was quaint.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Jumping Flash a lot at the time. I finished it too. I think I even had Jumping Flash 2 at one point, but I don't have either one of them anymore, and I'm not sure why. But
it's a bad time.
Yeah, I had assumed it wouldn't hold up, but I would still like to play it again.
Yeah, again, if you ever get the chance, go ahead and do that.
Wonder how much the long box version of Jumping Flash goes for.
Oh, I bet it's not cheap.
Why don't you tell me about a game that you played? I like going back and forth like that. That was fun. I didn't mean to just jump and tell you all of the PlayStation 1 games that I played. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I assumed you probably would because I talked about the service, but we'll save Ryan for last, apparently. Well,
he's always the closer.
Yeah, there's a game we all played, I guess. How about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the 3DS? And this is the one based on
that terrible movie.
Reboot. I think it's so weird this exists, and it only exists on 3DS. Why did they make a 3DS game? Yeah, Activision published it. Developed by Magic Pockets, which is a great development team name. And what's even weirder is there's more than one game on 3DS named Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was just pulling up gameplay because I'm like, oh, let me pull this up. And there's three of them.
Well, yeah, like the one is just, maybe it says Nickelodeon's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know. But yeah, this here is, imagine the poorest man you know if he was trying to be a Diablo game, and you get it, you'd nail it. This is a very poor man's Diablo. But it's kind of fun. It's
got the, like, isometric view.
Isometric, kind of.
What loot do you get?
I mean, you get a bunch of crafting supplies. I mean, you'll get weapons, I guess, but not very frequently. You'll find them in chests.
Oh, man, the turtles look so bad.
Yeah, the combat is...
How is the 3D?
Oh, I just have a 2DS XL now. Damn. I just have to imagine.
I charged up my 3DS because Soul Hackers 2 is coming out. So I was like, final boss of Soul Hackers, I need to get this done. And I got wrecked. But I looked at the 3D.
How was that?
It was... that game does not have great 3D. It's just like the... just adds a little depth and that's it. Nothing special.
All I need, a little depth. Yeah. I'm good to go. I don't know. This game is completely mindless fun. Like, it's very boring, I guess, if you play for too long. But you can switch between any turtle at any time. A la the first Ninja Turtles game on NES. It's not the same at all. But, like, Raphael's...
No Splinter?
I had to save Splinter at some point. But, Raphael's like a tank. Michelangelo's fast as heck and weak. And then Dante, Leonardo are somewhere in between. But it sucks that Raphael's so slow when he walks, because that's the one I want to play as.
That's what the first in this video I'm watching, that was what they showed. And I'm just like, is this...
Can he roll?
Frame rate slow, or is he just walking slow?
I
feel like he rolled, but he also rolled slow.
Yeah, there's some kind of dodge. I think it's different for every turtle. But I mean, I don't know why this blows my mind. If you look this game up on Metacritic, there are zero critic reviews.
For a Turtles game?
For a Turtles game that came out in like 2014, I was like, I should write a review of this.
Absolutely. There you go.
Oh.
But,
talk about how great the 3D is.
So might as well. I feel like this is going to be a game that's valuable one day, and I don't know why. It's just like, it's so weird to me that it even exists and it has zero reviews. Like, what is happening?
Someday, oh, Jesus is going to talk about that game.
God. He does have, he got that 3DS, whatever you can record footage with. I don't know what it's called, but was that in his last pickups video? He said that was a holy grail thing of his, where he could record footage.
Everything's holy grails for them. They have too many, too many holy grails.
It's true. Like, I have zero, and they have one, like, every time.
Sometimes it's just given to them, too. It's like, damn, he didn't even have to work for it.
Yeah, it's what a life. That's Ninja Turtles 2K14, as I'm calling it. Let's go back to Derek here. How is Tiny Tina's Wonderlands on
the PlayStation? What if I told you that Borderlands met D&D and just made more Borderlands? Would you believe me?
I wouldn't be... very opposed to that. I think that sounds okay.
What if I told you the voice cast of Will Arnett, Andy Samberg, and Wanda Sykes is pretty good?
I don't know.
Ashley,
she's honestly not in it as much, but she is there. You hear your character more often.
Horizon girl?
No, you can't tell. Thankfully,
I'm starting to become more of a Will Arnett fan. I don't know why I never really was, but. I watched that Murderville show I think Ryan's talked about.
Yeah,
he's pretty good in that.
I still can't believe that like they actually like guess. I thought it was like part of the thing that they were gonna like say who they thought was the killer and it was either gonna be correct or not, but they're just guessing at the end.
Yes.
And it seems like most of them don't get it.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch sure didn't get it.
No.
So then take all those things, right? Great voice cast, and more Borderlands, but in D&D realm. And what do you get? A game I just don't really give a fuck about.
Oh, no.
Why? They try to do like some spell stuff, like different type of spell stuff of, you know, you've got, hey, this is the route you're going down. Again, very similar to what you normally do in Borderlands where, hey, I'm going to play Brick. Brick is the tank, so he has tanky abilities. Hey, and now with this D&D one, it's a little more like, hey, you have certain spells, and I kind of thought they were going to double down on doing more like nerd RPG-ish stuff. No, it's just a fuck ton of guns and ammo and loot that you don't give a fuck about, that 90% of you don't want, that you get rid of, and ultimately you use the same gun that you found first and liked and never swap it out because you're like, this just doesn't seem better, and so it just becomes the same rigmarole as every other Borderlands game, and it gets kind of fucking old.
Now it's got an overworld.
Which is cool. The overworld thing, yeah. The overworld thing is cool. I think the story is fine. The voice cast is excellent. But gameplay, I would honestly rather go play Outriders than play this.
Oh, man. Ringing endorsed.
Yeah.
So could this have been a DLC thing and have been...
I think it probably would have been fine as a DLC thing. Absolutely. This might be like one of the more... I don't want to say disappointing because I don't know that I had really high expectations for it, but I like Borderlands. I liked the first one, loved the second one. The third one was just kind of whatever. So I was like, okay, this could be kind of interesting and kind of cool. They're doing something different. And it does feel fresh enough. But man, if you just really boil it down, it's just fucking Borderlands.
Okay, well,
it's with the D&D coat of paint on it, like you're going like in the shit. You're finding D20s. They roll. You get certain loot from that. You only have a very limited amount of loot space, which is asinine in a game that gives you a fuck ton of guns, which I don't care for. I think that is the dumbest thing. So I'm always constantly just like throwing shit away because I'm like, I don't have the room for this. Cool. See ya. Fucking whatever.
Getting some purples and some oranges, though.
I've gotten quite a few purples. I've got this one axe that I use in my ultimate that pays me cash every time I use it.
Nice.
Okay. For what? What am I using the cash for? I don't buy any of the weapons because the weapons are awful.
Just lose whenever you die.
Yeah.
You lose like,
you do, like
10% of it or something.
Yeah, the more money I have, the more I lose because I fall off a cliff because I'm falling asleep playing this fucking thing.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
I want to finish it, but I threw out the idea to the boys the other day. Hey, let's just buy the Outriders DLC because I would much rather go play this. The gameplay in Outriders is way more fun and at least intriguing of how you dissect the battlefield than in Borderlands, where it's just, hey, when we're partying together, we all feel super overpowered. But if we're all by ourselves, the game feels just crushingly difficult. There's no proper difficulty setting. It's not, I don't know, not loving it.
This is like 25 hours, it looks like, or so.
Yeah, I'm probably four into it. You know, we probably put four, maybe six. Like, we're taking our time, but we haven't played a ton by any means.
Okay.
One moment, please. We have a Jolene.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, breaking news from Jolene.
Breaking news is Jolene finished third in a match of Fortnite. Holler.
Nice. Oh.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Big dance. You got to do a dab.
What's your go-to Fortnite dance?
What's your favorite Fortnite dance?
That's hard. Probably the floss.
The floss? Yeah. She likes the floss. That's old school shit.
Yeah, that is pretty old school.
That's old school.
I remember when I was a kid, all the floss. Yeah.
What chicken skin does she have on right now?
What skin are you rocking on Fortnite right now?
It's the Battle Pass, I think, page 6.
There you go. Don't even know what it's called. Just Battle Pass page 6. Go to it, ladies and gentlemen. That's where it's at. If you want to have the same skin as my kid, there you go.
My brother's kid was rocking Captain America for 4th of July.
I didn't buy the Captain America skin. I was really close to buying it, but I didn't.
Yeah. All he wants is V-Bucks. It's his birthday tomorrow. I got to give him some V-Bucks.
Eric, we forgot the breaking news that was the RoboCop gameplay.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who's making that?
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
People who made Terminator Resistance.
Ralph's favorite developer.
Damn.
Teon, I think it's the
sleeper hit Terminator Resistance.
They announced this at the he's at Nacron, right? They had like a direct kind of thing I saw. I don't know any of the games they announced, but I saw this was a part of it.
Yeah, because they're putting out that Golem game, right?
That doesn't look very good, yeah.
They're working on that, too.
I don't know who's developing that, but Nacon, I think they used to be called, like, Big Ben Interactive, which is a bad name also.
Man.
We will rape you.
Interactive Steamers. Don't want that.
Yeah. It looks... I don't know if it looked good or not, RoboCop, but I knew right away whenever they announced they were making a RoboCop game, I was in. They announced it like last year, I think, that they were going
to
make one.
Think you'll be able to shoot a cigarette out of somebody's mouth?
I better hope so. And I better be able to buy it for $1, but I'm guessing that won't be the case. We will see.
We also forgot that a game that I've been waiting for since last year is coming to PlayStation, they finally announced.
Halo
Inscription. They announced that's Inscription's fun. Coming to they did like a little indie kit showcase thing where they showed like where they showed like 7 different games coming out, and one of them was Inscription. No date yet, but I was like, hey, fuck yeah, I've been waiting for Inscription for a while, so I'm excited about that. They also dropped a trailer for the new Dark Pictures game, apparently.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
Devil in Me.
Yeah. It's supposed to be the last one, but maybe they'll do another one. Who knows?
Thank you.
Did anybody pick up the Quarry or whatever it's called?
Quarry? I did not.
No, I don't know if I want to pay $70 for that.
Yeah, if I'm not paying $70 for a remake, I'm not paying $70 for that.
It sounds like it's good, though. It's just I'm going to wait till probably like half the price or something.
Okay. Let's see. I guess I'll go next. You want to hear about Pocky and Rocky Reshrined?
I do, and I also can't wait to hear about Shadow Man. I'm just letting you know.
Pocky and Rocky Reshrined. This is like part of it's a remake of Pocky Rocky from Super Nintendo. Part of it's reimagining. I don't know. All I can tell you is it's an overhead run and gun ish sort of game that's very hard and it's baffling because it has a 2-player mode, but you have to unlock it.
What?
You have to
unlock it. Oh, wow.
Or you can collect, I think, 1,000 coins. And I've played the game. I mean, I died several times. I got to the second level and died and died and died. I'm up to 300 coins, I think. Like, this is so stupid. You can unlock. Well, there's a very easy mode also, but it's also unlockable. It's locked at the beginning. Like, what?
Is there a cheat code?
Yeah, I was going to say, where are the cheat codes at?
I don't know, but why on earth would you lock away a 2-player mode? I don't.
Hey, do you want to have fun with this game? Beat the fucker first.
It's like, I cannot do this. I think it even says on the back of the box that it is 2 players. Let's see.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it says on the back of the box, get fucked.
Oh, it says it's 2 players. But so, like, it's false advertising because it's right out of the box. It is not 2 players.
Class action lawsuit time.
You may, you're going down. Finally. But I don't know. It just makes me hate the game, to be honest. Like, it's kind of fun. It's really, really hard.
Hold on, though.
But if you're going to lock the two-player mode, like, what on earth?
Which one's Pocky and which one's Rocky here?
Rocky would be the raccoon.
So hold on.
Pocky's lady.
Why is there not a class action lawsuit on the fact that Rocky is really Tom fucking Nook? I mean, Jesus, this fucking picture of him right here on the, he's holding a fucking leaf. He's clearly Tom Nook. What's, well, here's the thing. What's really happening here?
Here's the thing. Rocky existed several years before Tom Nook ever did.
Well,
so
then I guess they better start suing Nintendo, because this guy is straight Tom Nookin'.
Here's also the other
Rocky
thing.
Rocky needs bells and compensation.
Tom Nook can afford high-powered lawyers because all y'all keep
paying them all the money.
Yeah.
Listen, when those little fucking Nook nephews show up and break my kneecaps, what do you want me to do? I got to pay the man.
Timmy and Tim Tom. Tommy and Timmy.
Well, who's Tim the enforcer in the pair, Pocky or Rocky?
Who's the power bottom?
The player
is generating the power.
You're the bottom.
Yeah, I felt like the bottom after finding out the two-player mode was locked. Oh my gosh. So that's, I kind of wanted to just
about
throw that game away, honestly. Like, you know, like it's like a twin stick shooter, but do you think you can use two sticks to play this game?
What?
This is,
oh my gosh.
Just imagine playing, I mean, so this is like how games were back then, so I get it. But just imagine playing a twin stick shooter where you're only using the left stick. Like, it's very hard. It makes it even harder. So that's that.
You have to unlock the second stick.
Probably. Man, that should have been, that should be in there. I guess I'll just finish this off. Shadow Man Remastered. Brian, how far did you get in Shadow Man? How many hours?
I have no freaking idea. That game is so confusing. I've killed a few of the people. So, like, a few of these serial killers or whatever.
I just got into the asylum. So, like, I'm not that far, but...
Yeah, it's not very far.
It's, like, 2 hours in, maybe, or less.
Yeah, I've got some of the special abilities. Like, I can walk on lava and...
Okay.
Swim in lava, that kind of stuff.
Touch hot things.
Yeah. Shadow Man's into hot stuff.
Yeah. Picante sauce. whatever that had to do with
it. He does not go for miles.
Fuego.
He's doing the Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Doritos all the time.
What about Flamin' Hot Cheetos Mountain Dew? Is he going to...
Oh,
that's so bad. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I am not going to try, but it's real.
Dude, I had some Flamin' Hot Doritos and never again. Like,
I tried the soda. I tried the soda.
The taste is not bad, but the aftermath of Flamin' Hot Doritos is horrifying. I was like, never again.
Guard for life.
I'm not doing this.
Like, I told myself, because I don't
eat. Nothing got digested.
I just full bag. Oh, an entire bag of Doritos goes back up. Yeah.
I was like, what is this? Like, this is
how did this happen? I'm a millionaire.
So I was like, okay, never again, because I don't think any of that is food.
I love spicy food. I do. I love spicy food. Spicy chips are a part of that. But I don't do the Flamin' Hot, because like, I want there to be flavor. These Flamin' Hot things are just out there to put you in misery. And I don't mean the James Caan Rest in Peace movie. I am talking misery. And so I was like, I'm not going to try this fucking soda. This is dumb. And then I saw it and I was like, I'm dumb. I'm doing this. And so the coconut and I both tried it. And the Mountain Dew itself is great going down, but then the afterburn is horrendous. And I instantly dumped it.
That sounds awful.
What I will say is I tried those LeBron James Cheddar Sour Cream Flamin' Hot Ruffles. Have you seen these?
Oh, man. Is that the new trend, like Jason Tatum's got?
Yeah.
Chips?
Yep. Everybody's got their own. Like, they did their own thing. And now there's like plain Lay's that taste like Cool Ranch Doritos. Everybody's just, like, mixing it up, which is kind of interesting. But the Flamin' Hot Cheddar Sour Cream Ruffles, really good. Big fan of those.
Yeah.
I stick with wrap snacks. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Nah, they're not that great. But I have had them. Shadow Man. I think it's a lot of fun, but yeah, it is easy to get lost.
It was on sale the other day. I almost bought it, even though I know nothing about it.
Did you get on Switch?
I downloaded it on my PS5. I mean, I guess it's just the PS4 version. But I ordered the physical Switch version from Limited Run for some reason.
They say they are preparing, at least the PlayStation, I got the PlayStation 4 version. They say they're preparing it, so I don't know if they have the Switch one, but maybe that means I'll get it in like 3 months.
Perhaps.
Before the end of the year?
I ordered it with something else, and I don't remember what it was, so I'm sure that's holding it up, whatever it is.
Yeah, they also told me unpacking is ready to get packed.
Nice. So, I was told Castlevania Requiem Collection, well, they wanted to know if my address was still right about that. And then I
update your address to their address.
Should. Still charge me like $12 to shit. I guess the only other thing I've played, unless anybody wants has any more to say about Shadow Man.
I just keep thinking about buying it. I don't know.
I don't.
For $10, I think it was $10 or maybe $15. I was like, if it was $10, I think I'd buy it.
You're gonna need a guide.
I love using a guide.
The controls are fine, but it feels a little archaic. Like something about the movement.
Maybe that's a game that'll get put on the new PlayStation Plus thing, though. I could see that.
I mean, if it wasn't for me playing this as a child, then it'd be a harder sell, I think.
You're not gonna want the PlayStation 1 version, though. You're gonna want the newer one.
Man, you should watch the video of the PlayStation 1 version, Derek. Like, if there's gotta be comparisons between it and like the Dreamcast or PC version, it's hilarious.
I'll have to check that out. Even
N64 version. Yeah, N64 version's even
better. I can have the N64 version, and it's very blurry.
Ralph, did you play any of those games that I sent you forever ago? Did you play any Oral Surgeon or whatever the fuck, Trauma Center? Did you play any Trauma Center or Glover?
No, not since you gave them to me. I have played both of them in the past. I did play Ghostwire Tokyo, I totally got bored of it, and I don't know what happened.
Finger guns? Maybe doing some pointing?
I don't know what happened. I just completely lost interest. And I don't know if I'll go back.
That's the kind of game that I feel like, you want to keep playing until you finish it. But I will say, if you're looking for a game that you can complete fairly quickly, that game's not that long. So if you want to feel...
It's not hard either.
And it's not hard. Yeah, it's really not hard either. But, I mean, don't play it for the simple fact that it's there. If you want to play it, play it. But I would say it's not difficult, and it is a pretty quick play. So, I don't know. Hold on to it.
Okay, we'll see.
If not, trade it in. I don't care.
Well, I was going to send it back because it's losing value
just
every day.
It. If you don't want to do anything with it, just trade it in. Because it'll just sit at my house and do nothing.
Well, I would give you the money. I mean, I don't know if GameStop's going to survive.
So, the layoffs? No, probably not.
They're probably shutting down.
Amazon won't take any trade-ins until the game's at least 3 years old, apparently. So
if they do shut down, that means they're going to be liquidating all those games. So,
yeah.
Time to go buy all the 3DS games in the world. Complete that collection.
All the old Maddens. All of them.
Probably none of them have boxes, but
Do you think you could like what is one of the most mass produced like old games that you think you could get like 40 or 50 copies of pretty easily?
Codenames.
Duty.
Okay.
Older than that.
Apparently Codename Steam is available. Like, people used to buy it at Dollar Tree, is what I've read.
Really?
Like, and, like, Five Below has it all the time.
Wow. Do you guys have an Ollie's near you? Have you ever heard of Ollie's?
Ollie's? No.
Interesting. We started printing ads for this brand, this company called Ollie's, and they're in the Missouri and Kansas area. They're, like, a liquidation, like, store where they bought a bunch of closeout shit for cheap, clearly, and are reselling it at a clear market value increase for themselves. So I wondered if there was one near you. I don't remember where they. I knew there was one in Lenexa, but I thought there was one in Missouri. It was closer to you, but
I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, they have a bunch of closeout shit. I'm always like, I wonder what kind of games they have.
Big Lots used to have some okay games, and I've heard they have games every once in a while now, but
I feel like I saw like a Star Wars Force Unleashed at Big Lots one time.
Probably. Yeah. Probably about on
Switch version.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah, Blizzard Run. Yeah.
What if you just started collecting old games and then just made a website where it was like, oh, these are limited because of how old they are, but in reality you have 1,200 of them.
That's what Wada Games did when they were grading games. They like had a backlog of games to grade, and when they would put out the grade, they wouldn't say how many there were. So it made them seem like they were rarer than they were.
Create a demand for a thing that they had an abundance of.
Yeah, I don't want to own a game in a clear case that I can't play or open anyway. I don't understand any of that grading stuff, but whatever.
Grade me, Daddy.
Yeah. What happens if the thing inside the unopened box doesn't work?
You'll never know.
You'll never know because it's graded at a 96 and you're never going to play it.
No. It's going to stare at that box and wonder.
What if I sealed a box with nothing in it?
Probably would.
What if you just resealed? What was that really expensive game you had? Was it like Kuon or something?
Oh yeah, good. I think there are people that do that. That reseal those.
Reseal it. Take the disc out. Sell it just as the case, and sell it for just as much as the normal game.
Because some of like I have some used games that were resealed, and then like for whatever reason that place in Lee Summits, it's in Kansas. I can't remember what it's called now. Like Vintage Stock.
B-Stock,
yeah. Yeah, they put plastic wrap around all their used games, so they reseal those for some reason. Don't know why.
Yeah, they do. That is annoying. Well, we all finished Shredder's Revenge, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles joint, and how do we feel?
Ralph, I think you should start us off as the Turtles expert here.
I don't know about expert, but I do have a...
I think we all played as different characters, too.
Well, I have a Ninja Turtles 1989 arcade unit behind
me.
I missed that weird one up. I liked it a lot. Yeah, I played as Raphael because why not? Why wouldn't I? I mean, I liked it a lot. It doesn't have a ton of replay value solo. That's like a big problem because I started it back up as Casey Jones and as Splinter. And I'm like, I don't want to replay this again by myself right now. And like The XP system is kind of pointless, kind of just tacked on, it feels like.
Yeah, but, just get the extra life or whatever.
Well, yeah. When you can play the arcade mode and have all that stuff unlocked, it's like, well...
Yeah, the game reminded me a lot of Streets of Rage 4, which I'm sure neither of you played.
I played a little bit of it on the Xbox, yeah.
Okay, which I like Streets of Rage 4 a lot, but so it's like... With that game and Shredder's Revenge, it like modernizes beat 'em ups. Because if you go back and play any beat 'em up really from the 90s or whatever, it's very simple. And like, not that Shredder's Revenge and Streets of Rage 4 is complicated, but like you're pulling off moves, like hitting directions or like tapping in combos, whatever. There's a lot of things you could do that you could not do in any of those old games. not that that makes any of these old games bad. Like, I love the old Ninja Turtles games, but it's just, there's a little more depth to these newer beat 'em ups like Streets of Rage and Shredder's Revenge. So, like, is it amazing? I don't know. Not really.
See,
I like Shredder's Revenge a lot, but it's not. It's probably my game of the year so far, which isn't saying much, and I'm glad it exists, but.
I thought the combat was too much. Like, I thought they were giving you too many options. And I'm like, listen, I'm here to swing a stick, to jump and kick, and to fuck some shit up. Like, I don't, all these different fucking combos and things like that, I don't want necessarily. They're cool. But for someone like me who is just here for really the nostalgia run, I didn't want all the different, hey, you know, A, B, X up this, and I'm like, this is too much fighting game for me. I didn't care for that part. Not to say that it's bad. It's great that they have those options, but I think I just button mashed most of my way through there. I will say I started doing a lot of run slides towards the end. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, I like doing those too.
But I thoroughly enjoyed this. The nostalgia trip was amazing. I smiled the entire time I played that game. It wasn't overly hard. I think I got my ass kicked towards the end a few times. But that was just me being a little overzealous playing as Donnie. Obviously, Donatello playing as Donatello. But I 100% loved this game. It was fantastic. There's opportunities, of course, things I didn't necessarily love. But step back for what it was and what it was trying to deliver, I thought they fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, and like, I mean, it was like a $25 game, $20, I don't remember.
The thing I wish... Go ahead.
You guys played on Game Pass though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so I bought like, that one whenever it comes out.
So like I guess I don't expect as much either from a game that's only like $25.
Yeah.
The
only thing I wish was skins. I wish there was different skins for the turtles. That would have been really cool.
That they could always do something. I mean, they said they're not gonna do DLC, but
I think
could.
Different cosmetics would have made it really, really fun. And especially if, like, your reward for playing some of those challenges or doing those things in the game was different skins, that would have felt a little more rewarding. And I get it. I'm sure they didn't want to delay the game anymore to do something like that after the reception it got of, like, hey, we're doing this, right? So that's why for me, like, for what it was, what the package delivered, they rocked it. It just made me that much more excited for the Cowabunga collection, though.
Yeah. And Ryan, how did you feel about all this?
I played as Leonardo, and assuming that game is much better played with other people, but like just playing it on my own, I don't feel like it looked as good as the Super Nintendo one. I felt like the style was not quite there, and like the story seemed a little weird about like you keep chasing that thing and
Spring.
Yeah, which is just weird. I don't remember the story of the one that I played the most on Super Nintendo being that goofy. And then, like, the whole, like, I knew I was starting a new level, and at the end there's going to be some boss. And then I was going to start another level, and at the end there was going to be a boss. And it got to a point where I just kind of got bored and just wanted to just skip the level part, because some of those levels seem a little bit longer than they should have been, and just fight the boss. But I don't know. I just didn't feel as cool or I don't know. I guess the feeling wasn't as cool or fresh as it was when I was like playing it on Super Nintendo as a kid. Like not that exact game, obviously, but the game that they're heavily influenced by. So I don't know. I kind of just thought it was neat that they made it, but probably not a game I would play again. And probably not one I'm really going to remember. Like, to me, that original one is much more memorable than Shredder's Revenge.
I think for me, I live in nostalgia. Ralph has said that, like, literally, if you cut him open, nostalgia pours out of his blood. I am so attuned with nostalgia. I love that shit. And I don't think you're wrong in stating that those games probably made more of an impact on me. But I think that's why this game also made an impact on me now, was that it re-injected and reinvigorated some of those feelings I had from before and when I was a kid. And so, like, you give me the idea that, okay, I'm flying through, you know, New York, and in the background you got the Turtles jet back there, and, like, I don't know, man, just the music, the vibe, it all just worked for me, and I really liked it. And I am no... student of all of the Turtles things, so I will admit some of these characters or bad guys I was like, the fuck is this and why do I not remember this fucking person? But then I'm like, oh well, they're definitely in the animated series, and I'm like, well, I don't know why I don't remember it then. But the deep cuts were so good.
Yeah, I recognize all those characters. I was surprised. Yeah, I hate the Neutronians or whatever they're called. The stupid future people.
Yeah, they're bad.
So dumb.
Really bad.
Punk frogs, though, represent Wingnut, Metalhead. Fuck, man, wasn't in that, was he? No.
I would have loved it to be a little more difficult, honestly. Like, I would not have minded it to be a little more difficult.
It was pretty easy.
You could turn it up. Yeah. It's got, I forget what it's called, but I just played it on normal.
Is it called harder? If it's not called harder than Shell, then I'm not doing it.
Man, it probably is. I don't know. Like, as far as like that story stuff goes, like the old games just had like a real quick, not really cut scene, but whatever that is, that was pointless. And then you get into a level. Like, it was, it was like aping like a lot of that stuff. And
I don't really know. Feel like that cool moment, like when you go rescue April and that building that's on fire and there was no moment like that. Like, when I remember like that as a kid, I thought that was so cool. Fighting in that room.
But
it's hard to make something iconic again, though, right?
Yeah, I guess, but like, to me, then it's just, it gets boring. I don't know. I just, like, that's why I got bored, because like, I didn't feel like I was seeing something like new or cool or different. Or like, I remember playing that as a kid. Like, we played that over and over again because that game was so cool. Pretty sure we rented it. I don't think we owned it. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad this exists, and that's a lot more fun to me than that Scott Pilgrim game was, and that's the same people made it.
I love that Scott Pilgrim game.
I
know you don't.
I mean, the same people made Flint Hook, and
also a good game.
What else was there? Mercenary Kings, which I didn't love. Wizorb. I love that game. They made Wizorb. Nobody cares what that is. So, the Shredder's Revenge for you. I'll probably play it again at some point this year.
I'd like to get the kids involved and actually play it too.
Play some six player somehow on the Switch. I don't know if everybody
has. It's crazy to support six players.
Whereas the Switch can handle that. Ryan, you finished a lot of games.
I did.
But let's talk about Time Splitters.
I have not finished Time Splitters. That game also pretty old now. And I was surprised at how much fun that game still is. I never played it. I know it's made by the GoldenEye people. And it seems like UI and stuff like GoldenEye. So, like, even some of the sounds when you reload the guns kind of sound kind of like GoldenEye. That game is really nice, playing on the original Xbox version on Series X. Really smooth, and you just kind of like blow through. It doesn't feel like it's too difficult. The humor, I know that game's supposed to be kind of funny, but it doesn't. Most of the humor that I've encountered so far doesn't really hold up. But I bought the second one as well. I haven't started the second one. I was going to see if I could finish the first. Seems you're just kind of like time hopping through different time periods.
When I was in high school, one of my friends had Time Splitters too, and we played quite a bit of it. But I wanted to ask you, did you know about this Time Splitters 2 being playable in Homefront the Revolution?
The one on 360 or the one on PS4 or Xbox One?
The PS4 Xbox One. It's like some kind of Easter. Somebody found it, and you can play it. Supposedly,
it's a remake. Who owns the rights to that?
I don't know, but
THQ. The new THQ might, because when you boot it up, it says EA, but I think when I bought it, it said like THQ or something, or maybe Deep Silver. I don't know what they are now. So somebody other than the original publisher owns it now.
I can send you this. You want to try it sometime?
I wonder how it looks in that game. It probably looks all blurry.
Remaster. Like, they were working on a remaster and it never got released.
What? So you're gonna play like some unreleased version of Time Splitters? That's crazy.
Here, I'll put it in a chat. I don't know.
They haven't patched it out. That would be pretty cool.
That's what I know of, but. I don't know how old this Oracle is.
There was always rumors that they were making another Time Splitter, and it just wasn't happening.
I bet that's something that comes back one day.
It could with the current people that own it, I think, because I think they've been releasing remasters and shit.
Yeah. They're releasing SpongeBob remasters. They're gonna
gotta get the SpongeBob remaster. So April 2021. Somebody just found this.
Yeah.
It's not an April Fool's Day joke.
I don't think so. I would have been a little late, but I guess who knows about Europeans.
Try it.
Horizon Forbidden West. You still didn't finish that, did you?
No, I played some more of it, got through a couple more story missions, a couple more of the side missions. They've patched that game so much, and I think, I don't know, when I switched out the blue shell with the white shell with the, and put the blue shell on, I did blow some dust out, but I don't know if it's just like me doing that or like them making improvements, but like Horizon was running really loud on my PS5, and it seems like now it's better. Like, I don't really hear my PS5 making a shitload of noise. So, but they've also, they patched that game a shitload. So, I don't know what all they've been fixing. I know they fixed some of that shimmer stuff, and that looks a lot better. But, story-wise, encountered more of those weird people who have shields, and again I got one of the cores, I don't know, I can't remember if that's what they call them or not, gave them to Gaia, but still have a long ways to go. I think I'm like level 26 or something, but yeah, long ways to go in that. I'm trying to finish it because I don't want the year to go by and not have that finished. And there's not much going on for new releases for me anyway until the end of this month or next month. This month, I think.
I think it's like September, October for me. I don't think there's anything coming out.
Xenoblade 3 comes out soon.
I should probably play one of, I think I own both of those and haven't touched them, but I don't know.
Soul Hackers 2 comes out, I think, the month after. So
yeah, sounds right. Okay. What about these Resident Evil games and their PS5 X upgrades?
Yeah, I tried all those out. And apparently, like, the update that Capcom put out wasn't very smooth for any version. But I did try them all out, and I have, like, the TV that supports that VRR stuff that tries to clean up inconsistent frame rates. So mostly I've been playing them on the ray tracing mode, and the ray tracing mode makes like, I don't know if you guys I don't think you played much of them, probably mostly 7, but 2 and 3 had some weird issues with like some of their shadows and reflections where they would look really kind of grainy and weird. But when you turn the ray tracing on, like, that completely fixes that. So it's kind of nice to, like, see them look a little cleaner. But I don't think it does much for the actual, like, frame rate. I did turn on the high frame rate mode, and that was kind of cool wandering around. But I don't really think that those upgrades really were worth it. Like, I don't know if they're going to release those, like, on the disc later on or what. But I was kind of I was excited to go try them out, kind of a letdown. But
oh well.
I remember you being excited about this when they announced it. I did not obviously get near as excited, but I don't. Yeah. It's not my series like it is yours. But
I guess if you do want 4K at 60 frames per second, if you don't use ray tracing and don't use the high frame rate mode, they run pretty close to 60. I think they might actually be locked at 60 on PS5 and Xbox Series X. But if you want to use the high frame rate mode or ray tracing, then you're not. Well, high frame rate should get you higher than 60, but you're not going to get 60 with the ray tracing mode. But it didn't look too bad because I had the VRR turned on for the Xbox One anyway. I don't know if they have VRR support for PS5. I have to look it up.
The variable refresh rate.
Yeah, but for the Xbox One, I didn't really notice anything too crazy when I was playing it, and like no stutter or anything. So
okay, but,
yeah, kind of a bummer overall though.
Well, there's always PS6 and the next Xbox. Where they can get that
or a PC.
Yeah, when Capcom releases all the Resident Evils in one collection.
Yeah.
It's one continuous shot. You just keep playing them over and over again.
Yeah. And if you stop playing one of them, your save gets deleted. You have to start all over.
That's what I want to have in all my games.
Kojima presents Resident Evil. Yeah.
It never ends. This is the game that never ends.
It's always hardcore mode.
It goes on and on, my friends.
You finished two Overcooked games.
Yeah, those games are much shorter than I thought. And Overcooked 2 was way easier than the first one. I would have thought they would have, like, stepped it up in Overcooked 2 and made it harder. But the story is, like, super light. Like, they just have some onion dude talking to you in between.
It's the King Onion, I think, right?
Yeah, he's just got his dog with him, which I think his name is Kevin. Dog named Kevin.
That sounds right. Yeah.
And then just telling you about some shit going down. If you care to read what he says, because he doesn't say it out loud. And then you can pet the dog. As many times as you want, I think.
Unlimited good boy pets.
Yeah. So the story's pretty light. The first one, the heavy fighting, the spaghetti monster, and the second one, it's the undead bread. And I mean, they're fun to play. Like, some of the levels are obviously more frustrating than others, but for the most part, they're not too bad. I think, and getting through it with two people, isn't terrible, but there's definitely some levels where it very clearly was made for more, like at least four. And you can't throw anything in the first one, but you can throw stuff in the second one. So it's kind of cool to like Kobe some rice into the pot, you know? but a lot of times you end up just Kobeing it over the edge and then you lose it. But
Yeah.
It also comes with all the extra DLC stuff, and I've only played a little bit of that. I haven't played too much of it.
I really liked Overcooked back in the day, man. The coconut and I had a great time other than arguing all the fucking time. But
What is weird, though, is like this version that I have is only playable on Series X and PS5. It's not playable.
Oh.
Like, if you buy that disc and you try to put it in your PS4.
It says too fucking bad.
Yeah, it says... Should have got a PS5.
Please click here to upgrade.
Yeah, click here to upgrade your PS4 to a PS5.
Transform.
But that's kind of weird, especially on Xbox, because Xbox is trying to be a little more friendlier with that kind of stuff. But I ended up I wasn't sure if I was actually going to get the right version or if I was going to get messed up and get some other region, because on Amazon they had them not listed together. They had the PS5 and Xbox One listed separately, although they were sold by the same seller. And the Xbox One was like $15 and the PlayStation One was like $23, so I just bought the Xbox One, and it seems like it's the right thing. I don't know, I haven't opened it up yet. Maybe it's empty. Maybe it's got a download code.
It also says should have upgraded.
Yeah. Should have upgraded and then downgraded.
The answer.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Triangle Strategy? He finished it. Bill Johnson, proud of you.
Yeah. I finished the double three-peat. Got to work on. Well, I guess he did a triple three-peat, didn't he?
Yeah. That's crazy. He did.
Only wins in threes. So if he ever coaches again. He's coaching another three-peat.
We call that the sex-peat.
Actually, was he coaching the two that Kobe got?
Yeah. So he
failed his fourth three-peat.
Yeah, because the Celtics beat them in that one, right?
Yeah, because Kobe got two without Shaq, three with Shaq. But I don't remember if Phil was with Kobe for those two.
The second time? I don't think he was.
Who would have been the coach then?
I don't know. By that time, Phil had ejected the triangle in Kobe.
Fortnite girl has come to let you know that her skin that she's currently wearing is actually on the third page of the Battle Pass.
But she doesn't know what it's called?
No idea.
Okay. I didn't know a Battle Pass even had pages until this evening. But
it doesn't. Yeah, today it started doing pages.
Okay.
Apparently you get trash talked at Fortnite if you're just wearing the default skin.
I have the default like skin and the dance emoji thing, so like I just look like I'm far out of place, like a grandpa playing this thing.
Yeah, they'll probably think you're a loser and a noob.
Thankfully, I shit on most of these kids and get like 10 kills a game, so I'm doing okay.
Be a good way to troll them.
I wish there was like hot mics on Fortnite, but there's not, or at least I don't think there is.
Probably like here comes this 6-year-old default, and then you just wreck them.
Because, yeah, then I would love to hear them complaining or crying when I just absolutely demolish them.
My nephew cries so much.
Oh, yeah. They all do.
He's learning to read, and he's not the best at it yet. And he's doing this, like, puzzle thing for, like, I think you can make custom levels, and somebody made this custom level and opened this door. You had to enter in this puzzle, and you had to, like, look at these trains to see what order the colors were, and then go enter in those in the like this little like square that had a bunch of different colors in it. But when you highlight it over, it says the name of the color, but you can't really tell which square you're hitting, so you just have to read the color. And everybody's running over there and to enter it in, and they're trying to put in the right code, and he can't read that well, and he is trying to put in the code with them and just hitting anything
all the buttons
possible, because he doesn't know what it says. He knows what some of them say, but not all of them. He's just fucking up their shit, and that's he's getting awesome. So mad at them because they can't put in the code. And I was like, dude, you're
the problem here.
Yeah. Just let one person do it. So he actually gave it to me, and I just put the code in for him when nobody was around, and then he got in the door. They're getting so mad. He was getting so mad because they couldn't get through the first part of the game. It's like, yeah, it's because you're
everybody
sabotaging
else's fault.
Your team. Yeah. Fortnite, hell of a game.
Great stuff.
Never played it, but I have it downloaded on 3 consoles because
why not? You gotta be a good uncle.
Kids love Fortnite.
What do they love trying the strategy?
No, I feel like I don't even know what they'd think if they saw that game, but my girlfriend thinks it looks like shit, and I told her that I also think the graphics look like shit, but the game plays better than it looks. It is a very good game. The ending, depending on how you... Like, I actually went through and replayed it all just to get the true ending. And depending on who all you recruit, the ending might suck for you, especially when you pick your party, because you don't get to just pick whoever you want. You have to split people up into different groups, and you're kind of just stuck with your group, and you might not have as many people as you should. And so some of those battles were kind of rough. It was kind of a grind towards the end, but I thought it was pretty fun for the most part. Most of the battles, if you lost, you're probably only going to lose once, except for those one sort of things that I'm talking about. So it doesn't make you waste too much time. And I don't know, I thought it was pretty cool. Like the level ups for each character is pretty simple, nothing too crazy. Overall, I don't know, I thought it was way better than Octopath Traveler. Like, I would play Triangle Strategy any day over that game. But it didn't seem too deep or too complicated either, so not too much to learn. But
okay.
Story. Right now it's just behind Elden Ring right now. I don't think it's going to overtake.
But what's Elden Ring?
It's the flaming hot Doritos of video games.
The hot Cheetos game of the year.
Yeah.
Make a note that we have to have a Cheetos game of the year this year.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, the hottest.
I listened to this Batman podcast recently. It was like a story type podcast. Or like it's just like live, you know, people acting out, like almost like a, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say, like an old radio play kind of thing of Batman, yeah, called Batman Unburied. It was for Spotify only. Pretty good. But every fucking episode, there was like this commercial for Cheetos Deja Tueja. And they just kept, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. So all I heard for 10 episodes, three times an episode, was Batman Unburied is brought to you by Cheetos Deja Tueja. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I'm watching AEW last night, and on the TV screen is Bad Bunny telling me about Cheetos Deja Tueja. I was like, this fucking thing is everywhere. What? I have no idea.
How many bags of those Cheetos do you have now?
I have zero. I've never even seen them. It must just be fucking flaming hot, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. But I was like, now it's so bad that Bad Bunny's telling me about it? What the fuck?
He probably named him.
He might have. He seems to be doing okay for himself.
If it's in Spanish, it probably was.
Yeah, you're right.
I forgot
to mention this. I'm sorry, Ralph. I forgot to mention I did play a PS3 game. I played Enslaved Odyssey to the West, and that streaming stuff holds up pretty well.
Nice. Okay.
Speaking of PS3 games, do you still have your copy of White Knight Chronicles 2? Because they had that in the glass at JCD and Hobby, so I don't know. Is that game going or what?
I would have to go down there and look. I honestly don't. I don't know. I think I do. It might have been one of the ones I got rid of when I got yelled at for also getting rid of Days Gone. Red Hell. It might have been
three games I gave you.
Yeah. I don't know. I might have done that. I can't remember for sure, but it might be down there. I haven't looked at my old games in a hot minute.
But they put the games in the glass at the back of JCD and Hobby now. So, oh,
interesting.
It kind of sucks because now anytime I go back there just to see what they got, there's always somebody back there, so they always want to be like,
"Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you need anything?" So, like,
yeah, for you to fuck off.
Looking at these games I'm never going to buy.
Sorry. Anyway, Ralph, I apologize. Take it away.
Ryan, want to talk about anything else?
Did I have anything else on there? I don't know if I had anything else on there.
Shredder.
Josh Allen is regressing right now. He's 33 years old. 97 overall.
Dang.
Going to be dead soon.
Yeah.
You didn't draft the, oh man, I lost his name.
Drafted a
Spencer
kicker.
Spencer, whatever the fuck his name is.
Spencer
Petras.
Petras, yeah. You didn't draft Petras out of the Hawkeyes.
I didn't see any Hawkeyes in this draft. I still have AJ Epinesa on my team, so I got a Hawkeye on my team. He's also regressing, so he's going to be dead soon, too.
if you stop playing football, you die.
Yeah, they regress too early in Madden. Like, they have to. It's so stupid because, like, if you played Madden years ago with Tom Brady, he'd be well retired now.
But then now meanwhile,
like 45 years old, 46 years old, whatever, and like a 90 something overall, and it's like no way is he going to. You're going to play with Tom Brady until he's 40-something. He's going to be 90, man. He's going to be like a 61 overall
right,
if they let him get to 40-something.
Meanwhile, in reality, he's still he's still one of the favorites to win a Super Bowl, thank God, for all of us.
Yeah, they had to patch. When he first joined the Buccaneers, they had to patch Madden because their retirement logic was, like, he broke the retirement logic. He pretty much only played 1 year and then retired. So they had to patch it because they knew that actually was not going to happen.
Right.
So
is everyone excited for Russell Wilson to tell you how the Broncos are should let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
It's part of the Pat McAfee show now.
It is. They always do it.
Segments, they say, let's ride.
Have you seen this, Ralph?
No.
So I'll send you this video offline. There is this video of Russell Wilson basically doing, it seems to be like in-house, like during the game, of like, Broncos country, Broncos country. It's just him recording stuff all the time, but he always ends it with a different type of "Let's ride." It's just the dumbest fucking thing. And yeah, Pat McAfee show, just they're always "Let's ride." It's great. Yeah.
Sounds all right.
Like half of them thought that he was being like put out there in a negative light, and the other half were like, "Oh no, Team 3, they came up with this. This was their idea.
This is all social media team here, bud."
Nice.
They're in a tough division, so they're going
to
need to ride.
Every team in that division is winning 12 games. I'm putting my heart out there right now.
That's crazy. I think if anybody flinches, it'll be the Raiders. The Raiders will fuck up.
We'll see.
I was going to say the Raiders will probably somehow be the team that wins the most games because, of course, Devontae Adams is going to have 87 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And according to Brett Favre,
I think his career is going to be over after the season.
Devontae Adams is the new Freddie Freeman. He took a payday and never going to play well again.
Well, or Greg Jennings, or Randall Cobb, or Jordy Nelson.
I was going to say, is anybody on the phone to Jordy to get him back in Green Bay yet?
Mark Shimura. I don't know.
I got Randall Cobb back. Who else can I get?
Once he got that, I mean, you saw his new tattoo, right? And that's all you need.
No,
Devontae
I
got a new tattoo.
Aaron Rodgers got a Spurs tattoo.
Oh, is it of Pat McAfee?
It's awful. It's an awful tattoo. I will send it in the chat here momentarily. Ralph, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I think we'll move on to surmise the score if nobody else has anything.
Episode 300 spectacular, even though I have nothing special planned to do. But hey, episode 300 always needs some surmise the scores.
Yeah, this is how we operate. We don't care about milestones.
No, we always just get ready to cancel everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because we all ate flaming hot Doritos before.
Cheetos de la Tuija.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Survive Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Survive Score. Everyone survives the score.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this thrilling season, which will never end, it seems, whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their Surmise the Score backlog list powered by Subway and Little Caesars, the home of the $6
footlong pizza.
I'm going to put some Flamin' Hot Cheetos on a Little Caesars pizza.
I mean, they put potato chips inside a peanut butter cup. I think anything can happen at this point. Not Little Caesars, but Reese's did. What on earth is that?
Give me a dessert pizza that is just Reese's peanut butter cups surrounded by a dough.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Adele, but no.
Also, I would love that.
Something else.
Give me Adele and all of the Reese's peanut butter cups, and I will be one happy man.
Sounds like a good night.
Absolutely.
Okay. This time, we're going over a game that is very hot on everyone's minds. I think we all know what it is. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
Oh, I almost bought this.
64 out of 100. That was the PC version, which is the only one that had a Metascore.
Still doing games from a year ago.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive.
That's so good.
64 out of 100, so
it's already been a sequel.
Yeah, the online servers are already taken down.
This game doesn't exist anymore.
Let's see. Nailing it was second place with a guess of 73 was Ralph.
Oh, fuck.
And let's see, making it rain with the 72 and winning was Derek.
Oh, Ryan's fucked again.
Ryan, with your guess of 74, you have lost and now have to play a game from your backlog list selected by Derek.
I thought there was supposed to be a game that I was supposed to put on my backlog list that you guys could pick, but I can't remember what it was now. It's been too long.
Let's see. What would you own? Backyard wrestling
Three. I could, yeah. I got mom set up to play Backyard Wrestling.
White Day? Was that it? No.
Oh, yeah. It could be, yeah, White Day. She wanted me to get the PS5 version of White Day. For like $40, or I can't remember how much they were charging for that. Or Chrono Cross.
Okay. Derek, any of this sound tempting?
No, I'm pretty sure I knew what I wanted him to play before we started talking about any of that. But I have reaffirmed that I want him to play this hot Capcom classic from the 360, Lost Planet.
Nice. Okay.
Lost Planet. That I think I can play on my Series X.
I would like to play Lost Planet 2. I think I would like to play Lost Planet 2, but I do not have it.
I need to add some game. Oh, I got Chrono Cross on there. I did add that on there.
I was the one I was going to pick. I'm like, I wanted to play this to see what it's like.
Okay. I got Lost Planet on PS3, the first one. Nice. Which I don't think I've ever played.
2 was one of the first ones that I think Garrett and Chris and I ever played, because that was the one that was multiplayer. The first one was not, but... yeah, I think in Lost Planet 2, I guess Lost Planet 2 might be on the PlayStation Plus thing. I could be wrong, but it could be. So
I couldn't tell.
I have
Lost Planet Extreme Condition though. Extreme.
Is it just the one X?
Well, it's got
it's called EX
or the X, you know.
Oh,
but this one right here though, God of War reboot guy worked on.
So, oh, yeah. Corey Barlog?
Yeah, he worked on this guy right here.
I was going to say Stig Ostmussen, but he was the guy that took over after Corey left.
Apparently, this one's the.
That's the one. Shit. No, yeah, I like 2. 2 is a good one.
2 is the low point.
Yeah, I like 2.
2 is like so bad, they're like, we're going to farm this third one out to some US company.
Some dipshit, yeah. Some 12-year-old's making this.
Yeah, but this is the banger launch title on Xbox.
I never played the first one.
I think it was launch. It might not have been launch. Shortly after launch.
Yeah, it would have been
launch window.
Yep. And then you've launched it right out the window because it is hard.
Yeah, well, extreme conditions call for extreme launching.
I've been wanting to play any of those games that you sent me, Ralph. And again, with the circumstances, I just haven't done it yet. But when I finally get to bed at 2 in the morning from avoiding it, I just stare at my PlayStation 2 that I have nicely set up with my controller. And I'm like, I should play some shit. I got my Switch in there now, and it's like, I could play that, but I'm going to start and just immediately pull a Derek Vance and pass the fuck out, and that's just not helpful for anybody.
That on there, but it's unopened.
Yeah, don't ever open
it. Yeah, see, it claims it's new. It says new right there, but I don't know. Maybe it's not actually new.
I'd go ahead and get it graded if I were you.
You know, GameStop Joe definitely fucking, he played that shit. He put his balls through the middle of that game.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Let's surmise the score. I guess what we're here. This is a game that Ryan might pick up. I don't know if anybody else will. I don't even know if he will. And I don't know how to say it right. Live Alive. Live Alive.
I downloaded the demo for this, but I didn't check it out yet.
Forgot there was
It's only on the Switch, though, right?
Yeah, I downloaded the demo on the Switch.
Maybe PC. At least, I don't think it's on PS4.
I think Metacritic just had Switch, but I'm not sure. Maybe PC eventually.
Yeah, that's never before released in the US, right?
Correct. Yeah, it was a Super Famicom game, I guess. Actually, Derek, you're picking the score for this first. I forgot you won.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Live Alive.
I'm going to go live, alive, a lip. Frampton Comes Alive.
Yep.
70. Boy, when did that even come out? I was going to say 75, but I don't know if that's when Frampton came alive. I don't know if it's the same year or not. I'm going to go look now.
75. Okay. Do you want 75 or do you want the year that?
No, I'm going to go look because I'm going to get. I do want 75, but I'm hoping that it's also the same year that Frampton came alive. Damn it, it was 76. Fuck. That was close.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with 77 because I think that's the year the Kiss came alive.
Oh, shit.
The first time.
Oh, this is HD 2D, our favorite duty. Yeah.
Brian, how do you feel?
Well, I think the HD2D is going to influence this game quite a bit. I'm going to say 73.
So it's going to bring it down.
Yeah.
Ralph, yeah, Kiss came alive in 1975.
Oh, man.
We're both off.
Dang, I think HD2D looks so bad. Like,
it sucks. There was some option you could turn off in Triangle Strategy that made the game look a little better, and I forget what it is.
Is it like motion blur or the bloom or whatever? Or
so, yeah, less blurry, whatever it was. Okay, well, I guess that's a wrap. What are we looking forward to the next time we partake in this event?
Episode 600 coming at you soon.
Yeah.
600? All right, we got to do 300 in a week.
Yes. We're going to release 300 one-minute episodes.
Yeah, YouTube shorts.
Really fluff those numbers.
Get our TikTok game going.
Yes, exactly.
Let's turn this podcast into a YouTube. That's what I'm into.
Which one of us can twerk? Keenan Lynch. Can anybody twerk? We can twerk on TikTok and probably make a good chunk of money.
I can twerk on command, but I just don't want to.
Choose not to. For me, I'll probably end up getting back to more Tiny Tina's just because that's what the boys and I are playing. We might check out Everybody's Golf or Golf with Friends, whatever the PlayStation Plus game is this month. I think we might check that out also.
Oh, okay.
It's Golf with Friends.
Crash Bandicoot's on there.
Also downloaded Crash 4 because I did not play that, and that is a good deal. I like it when it's a free game.
Nice.
So I'll probably check that out. I will continue to play Fortnite because I am a fool.
You saw that game on there. Did you think to yourself, it's about time?
It's about damn time. In a minute, I'm going to need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. About
damn time to put Crash Bandicoot 4 on there.
Feeling fussy, rocking in my... But anyway, little Lizzo. Yeah. Can't go wrong with some Lizzo. I like Lizzo.
She's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I got. I'm not the host of the show, though. Ralph, what are you looking forward to next week?
I guess more Shadow Man until I get frustrated. Which will probably happen. And then, honestly, I don't know. I was going to hook my PS2 back up. Maybe you inspired me, Derek. I don't know. Because I did
just pick up. Out of hand.
I do have that. I did
ooh. Just pick up
Shinobi,
which I've never played.
I still have those trucker games I bought and I haven't checked out yet. That's why I need to play my PS2.
Yeah, I heard Shinobi's very hard, so I will probably be very angry about it.
I need to play some 18-wheeler and some Big Mother.
Yeah, there's a sequel to Big Mother Truckers also that I may have to send to your house.
Can you drift in those 18-wheelers?
I gotta find out. I got a god hand to find out, I guess.
Tokyo Drifting.
Any of those 18-wheelers carrying big fuel tanks?
Just Big Mothers.
BFTs.
BFTs.
Gravy in the tank for the Big Mothers.
Sounds very sick.
We went to the Breakfast Club today. Ryan, there's have you heard of this restaurant, the Breakfast Club in downtown Des Moines? There's one in West Des Moines now.
No, I'll probably check out the one in West Des Moines. Is it good?
Don't, because no, it's not good.
Yeah, I usually don't go downtown very often.
It's very expensive and garbage food. Because we were all together when we were at the dentist today. And for the five of us, it was $50+ with tip for breakfast food. And I was like, this is asinine.
And was that the downtown one or the...
This was the West Des Moines. Yeah, it was right by the kid's dentist.
Dang. Yeah, I've been... I used to hit breakfast food pretty hard. Mostly pancakes. But
love breakfast.
Taking a break.
Eggs and jam. That's a cool breakfast place.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet. I go to like Perka. That's also is that West Des Moines or is that Clive?
That might be Clive.
But yeah, I go to Perka. I don't know where's the other hot breakfast.
Casey's. Yeah. Yeah. 2 for $5 breakfast at Burger King. Double croissant-wich.
Let's do it.
Large hash round.
Are you looking forward to breakfast? for the next episode, Ryan? Is that what you're saying?
No, for the next episode, we're talking about Dr. Dre, or looking forward to Lost Planet, I guess.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
It'll be extreme. Big things in the snow. Watch out for those.
Eric would love that.
I do love big things and snow.
Yeah. These are all true.
Snow level and Big Mother Truckers.
I hope there's a mountain level, yeah.
It's just, you can't even drive.
you just
chains on your tires.
Yeah, I got to get those beefy tires out.
It's like playing.
They had those 18-wheelers. Yeah, what was that show where they had those 18-wheelers driving through that like extreme weather?
Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah, there you go. Ice Road Big Mother Truckers.
Call somebody right now and get that on the fucking books.
Get Sony.
Ice Road Big Mother Truckers.
Yeah. The game makes itself.
It should. Why not?
So Polyphony Digital. We need the.
They got nothing better going on.
Yeah. Though. Enough of these sports cars.
What's that ice sound like when it's getting cracked by the truck?
Yeah, we need some good evaporation work in this Big Mother Trucker game. We need Polyphony Digital on it. We're going to need a 20-minute trailer on that evaporation, too.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I pre-ordered it. I guess that's going to be it for the show.
Hell yeah. Any last words? Thanks for 300 episodes. I truly love doing the show, and I will want to continue to do the show until the end of the world happens. That's what I have to say.
Probably next year.
Maybe. I was surprised it wasn't last year, so.
Yeah.
Or the year before.
So, yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Is it 2013 or 2014 that we started this fucking thing? We're approaching almost 10 years of this thing.
I think it was 2013 because I was still in Des Moines.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you moved out. So we recorded, I think, E3 at your mom's house in 2013, right?
Probably.
Or 2014.
Probably a few hot and readies at that location.
There were some hot and readies that happened.
Yeah.
$5.
Sitting around the dining table. A lot of Jolene crying.
Yeah, well. That's what happens.
Yep.
Is that cat still alive?
No. He perished.
Like 20 bags.
Yeah. He was pretty old.
Yeah. I would love nothing more than to get another 10 years and or 300 episodes out of this thing, because I truly enjoy doing it, and I'm hoping that we can. I've said this before, when we go on long extended breaks, you know, when you were creating the internet for the town you moved to, Ralph, that was a pretty big break. When, you know, the multitude of times that I've had to go like have kids, I guess, because they just keep showing up. The times that we've done that, this one, you know, a good month long break. I would love nothing more than to get back to a continuous schedule. I can't tell you that that's going to be 100% how it's going to happen, but I hope so. And I'm happy to continue to do this with you guys. So that's what I got. 300 episodes. I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't believe we made it this far.
Fuck yeah. It's super cool. Like, it's cool if you think about it, really.
We've almost had 300 listens out of the entire show.
At least 300 people have listened to the show for about 30 seconds, I think.
300
okay.
Bots.
Yeah.
The Hot and Ready singles in your area have listened to this podcast multiple times.
Sell
single slices is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what Little Sue. That's their new business model. Is it's $1 a slice instead of a $5 full pizza? They're going to sell you $1 single slice. You're going to think it's a good deal, but in reality, they're fucking you hard.
How much does Casey charge? Casey's charge per slice. Is it $1?
No, it's like $2.50, $3. Yeah.
Dang,
it's good, but it's too much. Too much.
When you can buy a full Casey's pizza for $12. I tried that brick. This is a tangent. I don't need to get on. We tried that brisket pizza recently.
Yeah.
That was good. I was very so, and we got it with no onion and light jalapeno because I hate onion, but the ranch with the like the Swedish, not Swedish, but sweet-ish. the sweet-ish barbecue sauce with the ranch really, really worked. It was fucking excellent.
Okay, I'm gonna so check that out.
Go try the Swedish brisket pizza, Casey's.
Oh, I will request that.
Hello, sir. I'm here for the Swedish breakfast brisket pizza. Swedish? What, sir?
Brisket breakfast pizza?
You know what? Also good. Can't go wrong with some brisket breakfast tacos. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Anyway.
Well, I probably need to go to bed, so I guess we'll end this here.
Right off into the sunset like John Elway.
Yep. Can't believe the show's over. Level up.
Goodbye, everybody.